Welcome back. Rambam has a provocative question for us. Chazal versus philosophers. And what do you think his answer is? Amar philosophim. Here we are in the sixth parak of the Shmoneh Prakim. The issue itself is provocative and lo'isa. And he opens with, quote unquote, the philosopher. Amar philosophim isha Moshe b'nafsho. A person who has self-control, who is Moshe b'nafsho, literally who rules his nefesh. Ava pishi yaseh ha-ma'asim ha-me'ulim. Someone who controls himself, even though he's doing virtuous actions, he's acting properly. Anyone else needs copies? He's doing the right things. Harehu osa tovos, he's doing good things. He's doing the sort of actions that would emerge from a proper penis, but really he wants to be doing the sort of things that would emerge from a baser penis. He has a taiva, he has a tshuka, v'hu niftalim yitzro, and he's grappling with his yetzer. Naftulei lakim niftalti. V'hu niftalim yitzro, he's grappling with his yetzer hara, u'misnaged l'bima'aseyu, l'mashi yiruhu elav kocho, v'savaso u'schuras nafsho. And in his actions, he is opposing what his insides are inspiring him to do. His kochos, his taivos, tchunas nafsho, the way his nefesh is built. His inner desire is to do the wrong thing, but in action he's opposing what his inside wants. Vu oseha tovos, he's doing good actions. Vu mitzta'er b'asiyasan, but it pains him. He's doing the right thing, but he doesn't want to. He's doing the right thing, but really he would rather be elsewhere. He shows up to the Beis HaMedrash, he shows up to the Shirum, but really he's dreaming of, I could be first waking up now, I could be rolling out of bed, I could be playing ball, and here I am in the Beis HaMedrash. So the philosophers say, meh, that's not so impressive. It's really nice, you're doing the right thing, but your outer actions are in opposition to your inner desires. Your inner desires want you elsewhere, but your outer actions brought you to the right place. So the philosopher said that the Moshe b'nafsho, someone who's controlling his inner desires, not so impressive. Aval hama'ule, someone who's virtuous, reyu nimshech b'ma'aseyu achar ma'ashi yiruhu elav tavaso tzchunaso. Someone who's virtuous inside and out, the philosopher said, someone who's, to borrow the terminology of Chazal, tochel kibaro, whose inside is like his outside, and that's a very tenuous borrowing. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Gamliel's high standards for admissions to Yavne, before he was impeached, and then Gilaz ben Azariah took over, and then they had more open admissions. But during Rabbi Gamliel's time, so you have to be that there's hundreds fewer Talmidim under Rabbi Gamliel, because one of the rules was that it had to be tochel kibar. Your inside has to be like your outside. So it sounds like that's what is pointing the philosophers. A guy who does the right thing but inside wants to do the wrong thing, not so impressive. What's impressive is a mu'ule, someone who is possessed of milus. He's not just doesn't just do virtuous acts. He has a virtuous insight. Primius is aligned with his chitzonius. His proper actions are the result of what he wants on the inside. He's doing mitzvahs. That's what he wants to do. So those are the two profiles. The Moshe b'nafsho on the one end, in the one corner, and the Ma'ula in the other corner. Which one is better? Feel free to turn on, speaking of Chitzonis and Pnimis. If you're comfortable, that's great. If you're not comfortable, feel free to turn on the AC. Raskam in a philosophim, and the general consensus of philosophers, Sha Ma'ula Yoser Tov Yosher Shalim in a Moshe B'nach. better to want the right things also than to want the wrong things but do the right things. Yeah, before telling you what the philosopher said, although they were sort of leading us there, what would you have said? Which is better? To want the right things and do the right things, or to want the wrong things and do the right things?
I think they're both. Anything that goes between those wanting to do the wrong things and the right things, giving the titles of wanting to do the wrong things.
Oh. So Yael says, if you're what the Rambam is calling the Moshel B'Nafsho, you need to control yourself. You need to control your nefesh. And again, this word nefesh, by the way, we've been seeing since Perek Aleph, and we start with the anatomy of the nefesh. And you remember, the nefesh wasn't just what we would have called the neshama; it's my whole insides, all of my inner kochos. So if I have to control myself, so Yael says, self-control—that's a great thing. So you're being misgabra of yetzahara. You're being misgabra of yetzahara. And I had thrown in that term before from the Gemara of the Rambam Gamliel, kochel kibaro. So we'll have to come back to that. But you all say, look, your misgabri yetzar, that's a great thing. That's gevura. What do the philosophers say? The haskamim as philosophim, no. Yeah, your pneumis is not where your chitzonis is at. That's not so impressive. It's nice that you do the right thing, but the philosophers say, what do you mean? You want the right things. But they said, you know, oh, he feels almost patronizing. Abel Amru, they said, well, Efshar Shiyamun HaMoshel B'Nafsho B'Makom B'Sham Ule Omei Barbi Medvan. It could be that the guy needs to practice self-control. He might be up next to the Mu'ula, next to the person who's virtuous inside out. He might be up on his Madrega in many ways, but Madrega Osa P'chusa Be'echreach. But fundamentally, he has to be lower. Liyosa Misavula Fol Hara. Well, that was like a pat on the head. Yeah, you're nice too, the philosopher said to the guy asking Ms. Gabrova's Yetzar. Yeah, you know, on certain fronts you're just as good. You know, in terms of action, you're just as good. But how could we say you're on the same Madrega? It's nice that your Chitzonius is on the same level. But if you want the wrong thing, that itself is a dent. That itself is a pagam, it's a blemish. Afa pishol yifaleyu. You're not acting on it, but you want it. Look, it's a negative midah, a negative aspect of one's opinions, if you want the wrong thing. That's how philosophers looked at it. It says, not just philosophers. A pasuk in Mishlei. Nefesh Rasha Ivisara. The nefesh of the Rasha desires the wrong thing. So look, a pasuk in the Mishlei. That the inner desires sound like they are the sign of a Russia. Wow. Is there something bad about wanting the wrong thing? So the philosopher said, yeah, having a tsar itself is a strike against you. It's pretty harsh. Pretty harsh, and let's be honest, it's pretty scary. Because in case you're listening to this and saying, whoa, this is like an indictment of me, because I'm the one who has the tsar, I have news for you. Everyone has lots of yetzer hara. You are not alone. You're not. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You're not unique. You are unique in many wonderful ways, but you are not unique in having taivas and yitzir hara. Everyone has loads of them. Different people have different profiles of which of all the 365 lavanim of the Torah, we're not all equally drawn to all of them. So certain people are drawn more to, you know, certain yitzir hara. Other people are drawn to others. Everyone has their own profile of which yitzir hara are harder and easier. You're not unique in having yitzir hara. You may be unique in which things particularly appeal to you. Not everyone is lusting after wearing shatnas. Not everyone is lusting after chveis being mefatim kitoris kimaskunta. Maybe some people really have, you know, an interest in spice blending. Okay. Different yitzir hara appeal, even the more popular ones. Obviously, different. Some people are more drawn after other people's money, and some people less so. Some people more drawn after pleasure of the flesh, and some people less so. Some people more drawn after gastronomic pleasure, after eating trade for things, and some people less so. Okay, and within each of those categories, obviously different people have different different particular desires. Okay. But listen, but everyone, you're not unique in having Yetzer Hara. You are not unique in wanting to do certain things which are wrong. So invariably, therefore, everyone's listening to this and saying, yikes, that's quite a stinging indictment. So I'm a lesser person, according to the philosophers, and the philosophical consensus. It wasn't just one or two. They said, what was his language? Haskama mina philosophim. That we are all lesser people because we want to do the wrong thing. And then he quoted not only the philosophers, but Lahavdil, Shlomo HaMelech. Nefesh Rasha, Ibsara. Pretty scary. You know? The fact that in my mind I'm thinking of 10 things I'd love to do, all which are avarice, so therefore it's a sign that I'm a lesser person. It's a sign that I have a Nefesh Rasha. Wow. And then he quotes another pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech, also from Mishnah. Also, if you see on the bottom, in the footnotes from the same parak Chafal. Yomer b'simchas ha'me'ule b'masa ha'tovos. After talking about the Moshe b'Yitzro and how the fact that he's Ivisara is a sign of a Nefesh Rasha, it sounds like, he goes on to talk about, and in the other corner, the me'ule, he says, the person who is in a good place inside and out, the joy that he takes in his ma'isim, simcha l'tzadik atzos mishpat. Doing the right thing is a simcha for the tzadik. U'mechita l'fol le'oven. But it's painful. Doing the right thing is going to be painful, it sounds like, one way of reading the pasuk in Mishlei, for people who are rishon. Haremash demash yira emi divrei ha'torah. This is what it would seem to flow from the Tanakh. Hamasim l'masha zecharu philosoph. Okay, so offhand, you have this philosophical consensus. I looked in Mishlei, I found the few psukim. Yikes! So we're all bad people because we have Yetzer Hara. But then he says, here's the problem, Rambam says. Kashi, if you learn Chumash and Rashi, Rambam didn't have Rashi, but Rambam had access to the same Svarim that Rashi had, many of the same Svarim. Kashi Chakarnu, here we are on the bottom of Reish Mem Dalet. Kashi Chakarnu, Achadir Rechacham B'Zeinyin. You look around, now that we looked at Tanakh a little bit, and definitely if you were reading carefully, he made it clear that she's far from convinced that all the Tanakh indicates that. But if you look in the Chazal, you're going to see the opposite. Look on the words of Chazal, but some of them, second paragraph in the sixth paragraph. And this Abdel Adair is Mishtok Yoser Tov. Yoser Shalom. Someone who has the Eight Sahara and is Miskaber over the Eight Sahara. Not only is he not on a lower level than Tzadik Gomer, so to speak. Yoser Tov, Yoser Shalom. He's actually on a higher level. V'yasher lo yisavela and lo yitzta'er b'hanachasan. As opposed to someone who has no desire for that Veira and therefore for whom it's not difficult to withdraw and pass it by. Ad she'amru she'kol mashi yiyeh ha'adam yoser tov yoser shalei yutshu kasol ha'averus etzar ba'nachasan yoser chazakim. Well, he actually, before he gets to the main marmakim he's going to quote, which is a sifra, he points out the Gemara says, kol gadol mecher averu yitzur gadol emenu. Someone who's a greater tzaddik will also have a greater yitzur hara. So having Eight Sahara is not itself a definition of someone as being a lesser person, for sure. Lo daibaza, not only that. Sha'el sha'armu, tzchara moshe b'nafsho, gadol kefi shiur tzaro b'moshe b'nafsho. Oh, Mishnah Pergiyamas. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give you tzchar for, in the divine calculation of how much tzchar your maisa mitzvah deserves, the Mishnah says, l'fum, on page Reshim Hei, l'fum tzaraga. As the Rambam translates it in Hilchos Deis into Hebrew, Haschar lafi hatzar, lafum tzara agra. The harder it is to do the right thing, the more schar I get. At the moment, I am not pickpocketing any of you. I also have no desire to pickpocket any of you. So how much schar am I getting for not pickpocketing you? Very minimal schar. I have no interest in pickpocketing. But you have a fellow who Taka wants to pickpocket, but he says, but Hashem Baruch Hu told me not to. A fellow who Taka wants to embezzle. He has the motive, he has the opportunity, he has the desire, he has the access, and he says, but Ribbono Shel Olam said no. And he thinks about Yosef HaTzadik and how Yosef HaTzadik was entirely honest with the trillions of dollars that were passing through his hands, no sticky fingers, not a penny stuck to Yosef's hands. He says, well, I'm going to do that too. I'm doing this God there, and I'm going to be honest with other people's money. So that's more tzar. Lefum tzar agra. Shalom says, think about that Mishnah for a moment. Clearly, we do not devalue your acts because you wish you could be doing otherwise. We do not devalue Maisa Tov because there's an inner Yetzahara that you're fighting. If anything, fakir. The more the Yetzahara makes it difficult for you to do the right thing, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu will reward me for doing the right thing, for doing a mitzvah saseh, or for avoiding a low saseh. And then here he comes to the most explicit source of all. After quoting the Torah, the bottom is a Mishnah in Sukkah, a Gemara in Sukkah rather, and the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the very, very end, the last parak of Mishnayos Avos Parakeh. Then he says, the most explicit source of all, and this is quoted as well by Rashi and Chumash, I believe at the end of Kedoshim, Yeser Alkei, Shehin Tzivu Sheyia Adam Moshe Benafshim. Chazal actually direct you to adopt the posture of being a Moshe Benafsho, of needing self-control. And you shouldn't feel the need to pretend that you don't need self-control. His hiru mi lomar ani b'tivi ein misafel zosaver. Chazal warned us against trying to say, oh, I don't even want the other. Afilo lo asarat ha-Torah. Even the Torah wouldn't have forbidden it. I'm just not interested. Meaning, everyone has things that, no one has an appetite for every davar aser. You're not mechuyev to urine of cockroaches, but cockroaches are trade. V'hu amaram, but here we go. Chazal do say the following. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, the famous Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo yomar adam yefshi lechol b'sar pasu b'chala, yefshi lo bo shami, yefshi lo bo erva. Person shouldn't try to convince himself that he's not interested in a cheeseburger, he's not interested in wearing shatnez, that he's not interested in gilei raos. Efshi. Or as Rashi says, efshi shu efshi. Or mo'ese, avish b'ashamayim, gazalai. I do have a type of, it's, you know, sometimes kids at a certain age in elementary school, it becomes like a thing to say, oh, that pork is ich, and cheeseburgers are ich. And there's no mitzvah to say that. You're not a better person, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says very clearly. You're not a better person because you think of. Adrabah. And just looking at the numbers, the market seems to indicate that cheeseburgers are delicious. I've never tasted cheeseburgers, but the market indicates that cheeseburgers are delicious. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. You can check how large the industry is. It is many, 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 many figures. Clearly, there are many millions, if not billions of people all across the planet who really like cheeseburgers. Enough that some of the largest food companies in the world are fueled by cheeseburger sales. So clearly, it tastes good. Now, again, no one likes everything. Everyone will have things that they don't like to eat that other people do. But Mustafa, cheeseburgers are really tasty. Mustafa, if he tasted cheeseburger, it would be really delicious. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Nothing wrong with saying bacon probably tastes really good. Real. Not bacon. Bacon. Ham. Misama tastes really good. Misama would be delicious. And I will proudly say no, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Avishav HaShemayim Gazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't. So I would proudly say no, despite the fact that I'm sure it's delicious. I'm sure it's delicious. I'm sure it's delicious, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to. I will proudly rise above my titles, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to. And not just when it's, you know, theoretically, I assume, you know, the actuary in me says that this is probably something that I would enjoy, even when this is a type that I actually do desire. A person desires a particular davar aser, a person desires a particular masa aser. So Rashi Gamliel says, okay, you desire it, and you say to yourself, I do desire it, don't pretend that you don't. Say to yourself, I do desire it, and I embrace that reality, and say, yeah, I desire it, and I will proudly not act on my desire, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon me not to. And I'm a soldier of the Baruch Shalom, and I seek to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live. I seek to align my life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. I seek to align my Ratzon with his Ratzon. And therefore, I will proudly set my desires aside, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to. But not that I pretend I don't desire it. So that's how the Rambam, sets it out. That's the Rambam says, this is wow. This is quite a fascinating steer, quite a sharp steer. Which one is it? On the one end, on the other end. Again, we end for now where we left off, where we opened this morning. On the one end and the other end. The philosophers had laid out two profiles. The person whose insides are aligned with his outsides, who's acting properly and wants naturally to do the proper thing, and has no need to be misgabra over his yetzer, versus a person who's moshel benafsho, who has the need to control his inner desires. He inside wishes he could do the wrong thing, but he's behaving properly nevertheless. He's inhibiting himself. He's inhibiting himself from doing the wrong thing. So which one? So the philosopher said, Misvara, the ma'ula is better. You have both proper meisim and proper panemius. As opposed to the Moshe ben Apsho, he has a negative panemius. But Chazal, say, it pointed at three different places, and three different types of sources, the Talmud Bavli, the Mishnah, and the Sefra, that we do not devalue your mitzvah because it's not aligned with your insides. Adrabba, the fact that I'm being misgaber apparently is an added madrig, lefum tzara agra. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is quite explicit about it. So at this point, we would just say, okay, so throw the philosophers out. Throw it away. Okay. Yeah, Beferish Hazal, it's the end of the story. Moshe ben Apsho is better than the Mu'ula. That is the end of the story. That's what I would have said. That's why we learn Rambam, to discover what he says that we wouldn't have guessed he would say. Because Rambam actually has a solution. Rambam does not out of hand dismiss the philosophers. There is a svara to what they say. There is a svara to what they say. Don't we care about primus? I mentioned before Tohu Kibaru. That's a line from Chazal. Don't we value a person's penis? And, as he pointed out, in addition to Svara, in addition to the words of Chazal, you have Psukim in the Tanakh. He had referenced Psukim in Mishlei. So, Mitzvah, tomorrow we will pick up with a solution to this problem. Rama is going to argue that they're both correct. How are they both correct? How could it be that the Ma'ula is better than the Moshe ben Apsho, the Moshe ben Apsho is better than the Ma'ula? So that we're going to have to figure out. The problem, the issue is a very real issue. It's something we all grapple with, because we all grapple with the Yetzer Hara. It's reassuring to hear from Mishnah Pirkei Avos, from Agadah to the Sukkah, from Rav Shimon Gamliel and Sifra, that we should not be embarrassed to have Titus. I would stress a key akuda before we wrap this up for and package this, wrap this up for to come back to tomorrow morning, is the two profiles that the Rambam is describing are both profiles of people who are doing the right thing. Chazal didn't say it's better to be a Baal Taiva and give into your Taivas than to not have any Taivas. What these two have in common is they're doing the right thing. The question is, if I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing a mitzvah, I am avoiding doing other, I'm sitting on my hands, I'm not doing the other. So, which one is better? Doing the mitzvah, not doing the aveira, out of being misgabra over my yetzer, being moshe benafshi, or doing the mitzvah, not doing the aveira, out of that's what comes natural. I'm just a naturally great guy. I'm a naturally great guy. I don't have a taiva. But then he's not. The Rambam is not arguing that doing the wrong thing is better than doing the right thing, just to be clear. But assuming that either way, in Kitzonius, I'm doing the right thing, so which one is better? Is having a Sahara and overcoming it a net positive? Is it a net negative? This is one of the, and when you think about the topics of practical hashkafa, applied hashkafa, few are more lamais than this. Hashkafa Lamais. And we will pick up with this in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.